The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Chase says, final power rankings, no way those were the two best teams. He's going to go Chiefs, Saints, Pats, Rams, Bears. Honestly, if you win the last game, you're the best team. So, yeah. And they went in and beat the Chiefs in their own place.
And by the way, I mean, the Rams, there was a good chunk of this season where you could say the Rams were the best team.
But to his point, like all of those teams at one point during the season, you could have made that argument.
Yep.
The Chiefs at one point looked like the best team
really,
in football.
The Patriots were maybe the one team that you couldn't.
Until the last playoff time.
Yeah.
I'm not really crazy about Bill O'Brien continuing to promote his friends into important roles. At what point does somebody say, dude, go out and get a different voice, man?
Well, I knew there would be a new coordinator. I figured it'd be a new play caller. Did he say anything today?
No.
I'm guessing it won't be a new play caller.
See, I think it is. I don't think he's calling the plays this year. I think it's really hard to be a play caller and a head coach. You can't serve all masters. You got to figure out what you are. And for Bill O'Brien, it's time that he let it go.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real.
As the what?
Real. What? What'd you think I said?
It sounded like you said AJ is the rape.
No. Why do you have rape on your mind all
play
the time?
Play that back. You mark that tape, right. Aaron. I need to know what's going on here. I want to make sure Fred's not trying AJ to low-key throw
AJ
me under the bus.
AJ is the pain in the ass is what it should be. And Aaron M. Rabold is the other one. You can also text the show if you like. If you miss the first two, pretty much all football. It's pretty much what's going to happen.
It's a football-y day.
Yeah, because we got plenty of time to start branching out tomorrow. Because there's not much. Because there is no more football. It's over.
Louisville playing Virginia Tech, and this was the only game I played today. Did you see the Virginia Tech North Carolina State box score?
Oh, they score 24? Was it 24 or 28?
It was 24.
Oh God!
Well, Virginia Tech won 47-24. So a team scored 47 points in an ACC game, and not only did they win, they almost doubled up their opponent.
Yeah, I think that's the lowest scoring total by a ranked team since the shot clock was implemented.
I think so. And just some of the key numbers from that game. First of all, North Carolina State only scored 10 points in the second half. The total points scored in the first half, 34. It was 20-14.
I'm really sad I missed that game.
NC State, NC State shot 16% from the field. Not from three, from the field.
Is that bad?
They were 2 of 28 from 3 for 7% from 3. I mean, it was embarrassing. It was like watching a women's or a girls' junior high basketball game. It was awful. And now I'm catching 4.5 points with Louisville. Because Virginia Tech's ranked higher. So they're all of a sudden the bees knee. They played like garbage and won by 23.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or won by 27. Or, yeah, 23.
F-A-L-U-R. At AJ is the real. At
rape. As the what?
I didn't quite real. Get rape out. I
you got were, but you were thinking about it.
No, I wasn't thinking about it. I was just.
He was going to say AJ is the rapist is what he was going to say.
You know what? I shouldn't. You shouldn't have told me about that, all right? Dude. Now it's in my head.
It's a hashtag Me Too era. Well, you can't even plant that seed with people.
You shouldn't have mentioned it. Somebody asked on the text line, what about Kareem Hunt? He's going to be a hell of a lot cheaper than Le'Veon Bell. And this is where we find out if there's really a culture change for a team like the Texans, because they would never do that before.
But, I mean, obviously Kareem Hunt has issues outside of the game, but Kareem Hunt's 23 years old. You could lock him up for way cheaper than you could Le'Veon Bell. And we saw Kareem Hunt play at a high level this season.
Yeah.
Le'Veon
Bell hasn't played in a year.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I mean, obviously you're probably looking at some sort of a suspension with Kareem Hunt, but okay. So let him serve a suspension and then let him be your running back. And that's a guy who could be a game changer and would cost way less.
Yeah, if you're willing to take the PR hit for it, which...
Somebody's going to.
Yeah, somebody's going to do
it. Might as well be you, right? I mean, the Texans, they've done a pretty good job of being squeaky clean. Like, this is the kind of organization that can afford one like that. If Kareem Hunt signs in Cincinnati, then, I mean, that might not even be a surprise to anyone. Yeah. But... I don't know. I think that's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but I just don't know if they'll ever do it. And guys, stop pushing your Alliance Football League that starts next week.
I don't care about that.
Nobody cares about that except for you. 713-780-ESPN. I have no interest in minor league football at this stage. I actually need a break once the Super Bowl's over. I need to step away from football for a little
bit. I'll take some time off. Obviously, I'm doing a lot more college basketball stuff right now anyway, as far as handicapping. But
man, this is horse racing season for me at Sam Houston. So, so I'm focused on that and starting to look at the Triple Crown races already.
There you go.
So let's get Nathan on the line. Let's see what Nathan has to say. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing sports. What's up?
Well, I had a question for you. You know, the Texans have never been big in the whole trade market, but since we have so much cap space, I was really curious what y'all thoughts are on maybe trading for Xavien Howard or Trey Waynes, just to kind of fill that cornerback spot since we have enough cap space to pay him. But big fan. Thank you, guys.
My question is, why would...
I mean, Minnesota's a contender. They've got to feel like they're still a contender. I can't imagine they're looking to trade Trey Waynes off.
Yeah, and why would they do that would be my question. I mean, you know, unless they're tight on the cap, that'd be the only thing.
Because
obviously you're paying Kirk Cousins a ridiculous amount.
Xavien Howard, that's a different conversation because the Dolphins are a team that they may be looking to move on from him. I don't know what they'd ask. I mean, he's a second round pick from what, 2-3 years ago. I mean, he's under team control still. I don't think that's a bad one. I'm sure he'd love to be back in Houston. I think that's where he's from. I know he's a Baylor guy. I don't know where exactly he's from, but
that's a good thought. I just don't know why the Vikings would trade Wayne unless they're
the Waynes. I don't think they're looking to trade that guy.
Unless there's some kind of cap problem there, which could very well be. He, uh, He's due $9 million this year, basically the same contract as Kevin Johnson. So they could cut him with no dead money if they were – that's a guy they could look at cutting, but I don't know that they would. I mean, that's a pretty valuable guy for them. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
I'll tell you what I think is even more interesting and something that I read about a couple weeks ago is the possibility of – and who knows if he's a guy who wants to keep playing, but if Jason Peters wants to continue playing,
yeah,
maybe trade for him because – The Eagles have already drafted his long-term replacement, and if they can get some draft picks, it kind of makes sense for both sides because, I mean, obviously you don't have a ton of time on Jason Peters, but if you're looking for a trade and you get that guy for 1 year, you know, if you talk about win now mode, that's a guy who instantly shows up and legitimizes your offensive line. Instantly.
And there would be nothing to stop you from continuing to pursue free agents.
Yep.
I mean, they need to get better across the board there. And the more the merrier. And I actually don't mind them bringing back Chantrell Henderson at the deal that he got because, you know, that's a low risk. Basically, it's a low risk deal where you can cut him easily. And if he winds up being a swing tackle for you, I'd take that. I want two new tackles, but I think. The Julian Davenports and Chantrell Hendersons of the world, you want to be battling for the swing job.
Right.
And you don't want, I mean, Kendall Lamb, thanks for playing. I just don't want to see those guys on the field next year. And I'd like to see him out of guard, too. So we shall see. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Nash, do you tag Fuller and QT with the injury prone label this early? Fuller, yes. I think we've all agreed that he's injury prone.
Yeah.
QT, it's 1 year. It's hard to say. And he didn't really have any problems at Tech, but he's a small dude. So those soft tissue injuries are always, it's a concern when you start having them every year. So he had them this year and it took him a while to get over it, which happens. So no, I'm not putting that on him yet.
But I do think you have, I mean, obviously you're looking at this core of wide receivers, Hopkins, Fuller, Kuti. You do have to get another receiver because there's no way you can count on either one of those guys to be healthy.
Yeah, and maybe you bring back Thomas at like a lower deal.
I don't think that's the move either because I don't know what that injury recovery is like, you know?
Yeah, that was for a guy who was never hurt. Yeah.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, and they're always offering something different. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, and then months later found out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked on your bill. You know where that doesn't happen? With Triangle Energy. You know why? Because Triangle believes in keeping it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. Imagine that. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. That's PUCT license number 10064 for Triangle Energy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Ain't that the way it always starts? You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we haven't had a chance to do a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day yet, so let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, we go to Florida.
Florida.
Where we have
a Floridians.
A stripper fight. Christy Caratini Mendoza, a stripper at Desire Gentlemen's Club in Newport Richey, Florida. Okay, I've never been to Newport Richey, but I'm guessing Desire Gentlemen's Club in Newport Richey is pretty low rent based on what I'm seeing here. Got into a fight with a coworker. She punched the other woman, knocked her down, kicked her. Then she took her anger out on the energy meter that was bolted to the wall of the club. You know, the thing that keeps up with all your electricity. She dismantled the meter and hid it in her purse. Body camera footage from her arrest shows a police officer locating the meter tag tangled in a wig she had in her purse. She's been charged with battery and grand theft. And by the way, tampering with these meters can cause electrocution. In some cases, it can cause a short circuit with a bright arc that can blind or burn a person or cause a fire.
Possibly death.
Yes, death. It did not with her, but...
I mean, thank goodness, right?
Shocker, she's had past run-ins with the law and was in the news 2 years ago when she was suspected of stabbing a female victim outside another club.
So, I mean, this is a step down in crime for her, right?
Yeah, nobody got stabbed, but...
That's probably good.
She did get the... You know, look at her face. She got the crap beat out of her. You know what this looks like? This was at night, so this looks like the 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday stripper.
Okay.
At a low-rent club. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. I mean, usually those are old. I mean, I'm okay with them. I kind of like them.
It's more your speed.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm an old... And that is your Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. What did Wingo do this morning? I've had a bunch of people.
I don't know. I heard he had some rant, but I didn't hear it.
Somebody said,
you hear it, Aaron? We have it?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Aaron's pulling it up.
Somebody asked when's the live show at Big City Wings in Kingwood. I think it's the 22nd.
That's what I heard,
too. Yeah. So, looking forward to getting up there and sitting at the Fred Fowler table. All right, you got it? Let's hear it.
Shut up! Just shut up! If you don't want to watch, then don't watch. Go watch the Raptors and the Knicks. Go do something else. But don't sit there for 4 flipping hours with your eyes glued to the game and say, oh, this is so boring, but I can't stop watching. Oh, it's so boring. Just shut the hell up.
Oh, okay.
Give me a break. If you don't want to watch it, then don't watch it. But don't watch the game and sit there and go, oh, I hate it. That's the worst. And you people that did that, you're the worst. The absolute worst.
This is enough. Yeah. That's lame.
That's a total fake take screen.
That's so phony.
That's Stephen A. Stephen A. / Skip Bayless. Wow. Okay, never mind then. There's my opinion of it.
Yeah. Hey, someone asked on Twitter, what do you think about Kobe saying that the Rockets can't win a title? And Kobe Bryant basically said what I've said for the longest time, the style that the Rockets play with the people that the Rockets have, mainly a James Harden-led team, that style doesn't translate to playoff success typically. So I agree completely with Kobe because that's exactly what I've been saying for the last 5 years. So, I don't think he's wrong. And if anybody knows how to win in the playoffs, that guy made it a long way. He was pretty good at that.
Yeah, I don't really care too much about what Kobe Bryant says about anything.
Right.
But I tend to agree with him. It's kind of the same
stuff.
It
is something, it is an area of expertise for him. We can agree on that, right?
Yeah. I just think, you know, he's one of those guys that's out saying stuff for attention now, too.
Yeah.
And so I don't like giving him a run for it, but he's right. So he says, you know, Golic's feeling awkward. I don't know. That was just, let's just start screaming. No, watch for 4 hours. That's realistic. Not watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, apparently it was for a lot of people. So I guess the early ratings were like 44.2, which is the lowest in a long, long time. Still a lot, but 713-780-ESPN. Hey, I'll ask you this to see if this is something you're going to try.
Okay.
I'm not a big KFC guy. I don't know if you are.
I'm not.
I'm more of, if I'm going to eat fried chicken, I'm probably going to Popeyes or someplace like that.
I prefer, like, Frenchie's
is good, yeah.
But if I'm going for, like, a chain joint, it's Popeyes.
Well.
Spicy.
KFC is coming out with a new release. They're testing a Cheetos fried chicken sandwich.
Nope, I'm out.
It looks hideous, okay? It's got fried chicken and Cheetos and something that looks like mayonnaise, maybe.
I mean, it's a smart move because that's like a pothead's dream. But I just can't imagine that it's good.
It's made by coating a juicy, hand-breaded, extra crispy chicken filet with special Cheetos sauce, placing it on a toasted bun with mayo and a layer of crunchy Cheetos. That just sounds hideous.
Do you like Cheetos?
I don't hate Cheetos. I don't not like them.
But you just don't want them on your sandwich?
I just don't think, you know, when you think about combinations, mayonnaise, Cheetos, and fried chicken.
That's a little off-putting.
Yeah. That's kind of like, you know,
when I was a kid, I used to put whatever chips I had, I would put them on my sandwich.
Really?
Mm. So sometimes it was Cheetos. Sometimes it was Doritos. Sometimes it was potato chips.
Okay, that is pretty gross.
Yeah.
So this is probably right up your alley then.
Yeah.
But there's certain.
I mean, you're eating them all anyway. It's all.
It
all ends up in the same place.
Yeah, I like to do them in their own time.
My wife is one of those people who she needs like divided plates. Like if her food touches, it freaks her out.
Oh, really?
And I'm literally like, you can throw everything into a bowl and mix it up and eat it. I think that's maybe the army thing in me.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I would just dump everything in my MRE into one packet and just wolf it down.
See, I always kind of eat things in order. Like, for instance.
Like, you'll eat the burger and then you'll eat the fries?
Well, I'll eat the fries first.
And, so they don't get cold?
And then I'll eat the burger. I always save the best thing for last.
But see, the problem with that is, what if you eat too many fries and then you can't finish your burger you're full?
I've kind of figured it out.
You've mastered it over the years?
And then what I'll do is I'll have the burger and then I might go back and if I'm still hungry, have a couple of fries. But yeah, that just seems hideous to me. Man, did I tell you a weird thing that happened to me this weekend? I was walking the puppy, and it was a couple blocks away from my house. This guy pulls up in a truck, says, "Hey, is your dog for sale?" "No, she's not for sale." "I'll give you $500. I'm like, thinking to myself, that's not even in the ballpark. And I said, "She's not for sale. I wouldn't take $5,000.
$5,000. Now we're talking.
I wouldn't sell a dog for $5,000. And he's like, "Well, what if I just steal her?"
Was this a redneck?
Kind of greasy looking redneck dude in a truck. And I just said, "Well, as long as you're impervious to bullets, you feel free to try." I think I must have given him the impression that I was packing, which I wasn't. I had pepper spray was all. I may pack from now on. But he sped off like in a heartbeat as soon as I said that.
There you go.
But I mean, who does that?
People hate getting shot.
Well, I hate people trying to steal my dog.
That's fair.
Or threatening to steal my dog. So I didn't really threaten him. I just said, "I hope you're impervious to bullets." All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Thinking last night is one I'll regret. Washing off the bad decisions, the blurry vision, the clues that I'm still a mess.
Spitting out the taste I have in my mouth. This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman on ESPN 97.5. I'm the king of rock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody asked, did you report the plates? I got his plate number just in case. I think the guy was trying to be funny. But just in case, I got his plate number. If I see him in my neighborhood again, there will be repercussions. P. Randizzle asked, does Art Browse to Southern Miss move your meter? I think at some point, somebody's going to give the guy a job. Southern Miss is probably, and it's the offensive coordinator job. It's not the coaching job. That's probably the place, kind of place he's going to wind
up.
You got
to hide out somewhere for a while.
Yep, and he'll go there, and they'll have a bunch of success. And
3 years from now, if he has 3 years as an OC there, it'll be out of people's minds enough that somebody will give him a chance. They'll take a quick hit for it, and then
we'll see. No, I think it'll be next year because Southern Miss will take the hit for it first, and they don't care. They're Southern Miss, right?
Right.
And they'll do really well, and then he'll wind up getting a – I don't think he's going to get a Power 5 job. I'd be surprised if any school that big – I mean, I could see it at one of the really crappy Power 5 schools like Baylor used to be.
Yeah. Wake Forest, you know, like that type of a job. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it'll be at Wake Forest, but
I think more likely he winds up with – the best he does is AAC or Mountain West.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
And you know what? He'll probably turn that thing into a monster.
Yep, and people will forget all about it until something else happens. Did you see? I didn't see the commercial, but apparently.
Would you be okay with him at UH?
No. No. I wasn't okay with his son there. Why would I be okay with him there?
I mean, if some time passes and
you can pass all the time you want. I didn't support the program for a year because they hired his kid.
Yeah.
So. How do you think I'd feel about that?
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
No, there's no change. There's no change there. And by the way, I'm pretty happy with the coach UH has right now.
Yeah.
I think I'll keep him.
I think he's doing fine. Yeah,
well, he isn't doing fine yet, but I think he will do fine. So I didn't see this commercial, but apparently there was a Hyundai commercial with Jason Bateman. Did you see it?
I saw it. Yeah.
Did you see it?
The elevator commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently there was a group of people that was very pissed off by this commercial.
Okay, why?
Well, I guess he talked about the worst things ever, like root canal, stuff like that. I mentioned going to a vegan dinner party. Guess who's pissed off now?
PETA.
PETA and the vegans.
Well, who cares?
somebody goes, that's okay, because it's... But my funny... The funniest part is there's like a guy who responded to the Hyundai ad, a tweet about the ad that showed the ad. His name is Ollie the Vegan. He says, man, I love my 13 Elantra, but if y'all are just going to insult a huge part of my life like that, I'll find something else for my next car.
Well, it's clearly a huge part of his life. Like, if it's so important to you that it's your Twitter handle, like, imagine if my Twitter handle was AJ the Carnivore. AJ.
That's not a bad one, actually.
Yeah. AJ the Omnivore. AJ the Sports. More accurate. I mean, that's weird.
Fred the Beef Eater.
Right.
Yeah. Then when people say, oh, you're evil for eating beef.
AJ likes pizza.
AJ the Beer Drinker.
Right. I mean, if you let your diet define who you are as a person, that's weird.
Well, it's almost like a religion for some of these guys.
Yeah, that's weird.
And so they take offense if you say, first off, two things. Hyundai. Vegans are probably your target audience.
Yeah. That's
I would say Hyundai and Prius, and a Prius would be that. So maybe you should have thought that out better. But the second part of it, don't be so damn sensitive. It's funny. Jeez. Why do people? There's certain things that people are like religious about.
Right.
Veganism's one of them. I think a lot of these crypto guys are turned that into a religion. In fact, I know a couple who have. I mean, it's just they're so defiant that it's like don't do it.
Hey,
don't make a religion out of it.
One of the things I wanted to get to today that we've almost run out of time on is Culture Map today has a story about Astroworld selling off a lot of their stuff, like their signs and stuff like that. So if you're into such things, there's like an auction going on right now. And you can get some real collector's items, I would say. The entrance sign right now, the Six Flags Astroworld entrance sign.
Yeah.
Currently going for $1,600.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's stuff that you can get for $5. So, I don't know. I may actually end up buying something from Astroworld. Like the sign for the wooden sign for Looping Starship.
Yeah.
Which I think at one point was Greased Lightning, right? And then
it became Greased Lightning, and then at the end it was Looping Starship.
That's $200.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Hang that up in my garage or my office or something. Like, I don't know, it feels like a good deal. But yeah, if you want to check that out, go to culturemap.com today. Actually, how about I just do this and tweet out the link.
Yeah, tweet out the link and then I'll retweet it. But our buddy Stevie D wrote that. But I'd like to own something from there. I probably, my favorite thing to get would be one of those gondolas that used to go over the thing,
yeah.
Because that's the first time that I got pretty far with a young lady.
I would just like a roller coaster car, and how like the Astroworld sold off all those seats, and like people put them in their man cave and they sit in those seats. Like, what if I just want to sit in the front car of the Cyclone and, you know, watch my TV?
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what else would be fun? Remember those French taxis that you used to bang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to have one of those.
Yeah.
Put that in the garage, do something with that. I'm going to check this out. All right. So I guess we don't have my friend Laura to talk about innovative lasers. So I will talk about innovative lasers of Houston. And guys, if you've been struggling with getting weight off of a certain part of your body, which I was for a long time, innovative lasers is going to help you out. It's so cool how this works. It's such a great, it's a great setup. You can lose up to 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. And it worked for me. I lost 6 inches off my gut and lost a bunch in some other places too. All you have to do is give them a call. The first 100 to call, 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN, you're going to get more than 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions for free. And this is such an easy procedure. You basically go in and you lay there for 20 minutes, you turn over, you do another 20 minutes, and you're out of there. That's simple. And it's easy. There's no pain. There's no recovery time. I always go to the gym after go and get my treatments. Give them a call. You're going to get more energy. It's going to change your life. You're going to feel better. And once again, mention ESPN 97.5. And you'll get 50% off your regular price. 281-888-3094. You get 3 sessions for free with that as well. For more information, you can log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com and go and make the change right now. It's easy and it works. 281-888-3094. InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN
97.5. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Come join us Saturday for the official release party and book signing for Jesus Just Left Chicago at around the corner, 1510 Hutchins Street in East Downtown. 3 to 6 p.m. Saturday. It will be a great party. Please come by, get your copy, and drink some Carbach. All right. You got a dumbass report for us today?
I do. I do indeed, Fred. This is not a good idea if you're an officer. 28-year veteran of the Washington Police, Adrian Moore. He has been on some dating websites.
Okay.
Which, listen, no big deal, right? And obviously you want to be safe when before you go on these dates,
right?
So like normal people may find that you may have a Tinder match and then you go look on Facebook or Instagram, try to get some information about them, you know?
Yeah. And then they'll give you the misleading photos, right? But that's okay.
What you're not supposed to do is use a secure police database to access the information of 92 women that you'd met on Tinder and Plenty of Fish. That's what he did. And one victim's details were accessed 13 times over a 6-year period. And
well, it's just you're taking advantage of your job. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
That's a little illegal.
He was just trying to see if they were suitable dates.
Is that any different than hiring a PI to go and look at them?
Yeah, it is, because they're not using police databases.
Okay.
And so now he's in jail.
Not wise guys.
Yep. Not wise guys indeed. Here's one. I don't even know if this belongs in the dumbass report. This may be its whole segment. Teens who have anti-vaxxer parents.
Yeah.
Now that they're grown enough to realize how insane it is, they're on Reddit trying to get secretly vaccinated. Like, how can you go about getting vaccinated later in life? As anti-vaxxers have driven more parents to exempt their children from vaccines, some of those teenagers are turning to online forums like Reddit to find advice on how to get vaccinated against their parents' wishes. Laura, who's an 18-year-old from Colorado, I mean, she's an adult now. I don't know what the big deal is. She said over email she's not been vaccinated since she was 2.
Here's what you do. Go to the doctor and tell your doctor and let them deal with it. You're 18.
She doesn't want her mom to find out, because much like I think her mom's account is, her Twitter handle is Carol the Anti-Vaxxer, you know, something like that. Like that's a big part of their identity.
Yet another religion, basically.
Another bunch of lunatics. But, you know, the percentages of non-vaccinated children continue to go up. Despite like the return of like these gross diseases that we had beaten, and then there's people dying of measles and things.
Dysentery.
Like, yeah,
there's 3 measles cases in Houston now.
It's crazy.
Typhoid.
All right, Portland, Oregon. Thief stole an expensive diamond ring from a pawn shop.
Okay.
Which, okay, I mean, hey, got away with it. $12,000 ring. 1.06 carat diamond.
Jeez, what's that doing in a pawn shop?
In a platinum setting.
Must be some high-end pawn shop stuff there.
He basically roughhoused the employee to get it, yanked it off of his hand, and ran away. He got away. Then he came back to the store the next day to try to pawn it. The same store.
Oh, God.
Dumbass.
You got to plan these things out a little bit better. Man. I mean, there's multiple pawn shops.
Yeah, but how many of them are taking on that big of a thing, or spending that much money on something?
I got to be honest. Like, if you're, let's say you are, you've got that ring. Like, don't you go to Vegas or Seattle or somewhere else, like not in your same town, and try to pawn it off?
And certainly not the same store.
Definitely not the same store. And finally, Utah man drunk on Jägermeister crashed through the security gates of Facebook while drunk. He was combative with the arresting officers. A probable cause statement released by the Utah County Jail said that on Friday, officers responded to a traffic offense involving a domestic dispute where an intoxicated man ran through security at a Facebook facility. Jeffrey Giles, 40 years old, had kicked a woman who he was involved in the domestic dispute with out of his car. After he kicked her out of the car, police said he was going to Eagle Mountain to fight with the passenger's family. Police arrived at the woman's family home and informed them of the possible issue. While at the resident, deputies were notified that a red Mazda had run through the security fence of a Facebook facility and had become disabled. Police said an odor of alcohol was found, and the statement from the defendant when read his rights was, F you and F him.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't take being arrested well. Probably not the best move. Also, when you're driving a crappy little... I guess I shouldn't call it a crappy little car. Maybe it was a really nice Mazda, but don't try to crash your Mazda through security gates. You're always going to be disabled. Always. That's a dumbass report this week, Fred.
So I have a question for you. The Houston Dynamo soccer team announced a new airline partner today.
Okay.
Which will be their official airline partner. I'm guessing I could give you...
Turkish Airways.
Now you read the press release.
No, I didn't. But I was thinking about Turkish Airways because of their horrible commercial on the Super Bowl last night. Where, the whole point of the commercial, it looked like it was a spy movie.
Yeah.
Or like a terrorist movie.
Oh, great. Yeah, that makes me want to...
And it's an airline commercial. I was like, what are you doing, Turkish Airways?
Well, what are they doing being the official partner of the Houston Dynamo? Am I suddenly going to start flying to Turkey because they sponsor a soccer team? I mean, I don't want to tell them how to do their business, but you're not going to get me to fly on you.
Not wise, guys.
I'm sure the Dynamo are happy. They get a bunch of money out of it.
Yeah.
You know, silly me, I might go for an airline that people in Houston will actually use. But it's ranked among the top 10 international air cargo transportation companies. Turkish Cargo has become the preferred and fastest growing air cargo transportation brand in the world.
Hey now.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. All right, Aaron, not bad for a debut. There's some rough spots. We'll work through those. You'll be fine. And then I think tomorrow.
No grade yet for him?
Solid C plus. Better than that. Maybe a B minus, somewhere in that. Like if I were trying to be really nice, I'd do B minus / C plus just to make you feel better about yourself. Good job, Hoffman. I was okay today, except for the R word I dropped on you.
Yeah.
That was so unnecessary. That was a fail.
And you denied it.
Well, yeah, because I didn't think I did it. But till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.